Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome. It is Wednesday and time for Wednesday Wisdom Radio with Deborah Leanne. And I would love to talk with you on this final Wednesday in March of 2016 on the last piece I have around balance. And I've been playing with this topic of how do I introduce the seven directions as part of a signature speech or as part of a program, and I've been going round and round because I'm intrigued with this whole seven directions are, for those of you who do not know, Indigenous people follow the four directions of north, south, east, and west, and each of those winds from each of those directions have distinct meanings and colors, and some cultures actually add Father Sky, Mother Earth, and within our own center as the last three to make it seven directions. And so thinking about how each of the north, south, east, and west apply to mind, body, heart, and soul, and then the spiritual or universal or higher power that is the above, and the grounded physicality of Mother Earth and nature and the powers within of below. And I've been talking for quite some time about our unique brilliance, our light that is only ours to shine as the seventh and final facet of this this type of wisdom or this type of insight. And I truly believe that when we integrate all of these, and we're not overly heavy on just the spiritual or overly heavy on just the emotional and our relationship connections or overly relying on our intellect or physical. You know, some people live their life with just physical pleasure and physical health as being their measurement of what it means to be happy in this life. So how can we marry all of those? That's a lot of different parts. And if we are to balance them, which some people are familiar with balancing your energy centers. Interestingly, also, there's seven chakras, right? Seven energy centers within our bodies. So this theme has been flying around and percolating, and you know, I've planted the seeds on this 2 or 3 years ago, and I've never been able to pull it together into the fullness of where I see it going. So I'm just going to see if I can't just talk my way through this. And I'm doing this more these days, where I am learning as I go. I am not waiting anymore till when I have it perfect, to when I have the beautiful written speech with all of the PowerPoint slides to go with it. I'm going to start practicing this now. So bear with me, and let's just talk a bit. So the north, south, east, and west have to do with, the north tends to be with the spirit world, which so I have attached spiritual wisdom or inspired wisdom to that facet or direction. And east, new beginnings, and air is the element attached to that, and it has to do with the intellect, our brain, our mind, which again can be split into right and left hemispheres, and we can bring in the wisdom, the creative side of the brain, and the logical side. And then going down to the south, that's our physicality. If you think about what it felt like when you were a child and that freedom in your body, and how can we have that joy in our physical bodies again? And I know that so many women are disconnected from their physical self. You know, their big hearts and heads walking around on this planet who have totally checked out of the rest of their bodies. And I can speak from experience because that used to be me. There's no accident that that's part of what I'm here to teach women, right? Is how to embody their energy, how to ground our wisdom so that we can come across as the impactful, visionary, confident leaders that we want to be seen as and revered and respected and believed to be, you know, that credibility factor. So then as we go around the circle, to the left is the west, and that has to do with fire and passion and our heart. And so as you see, each of these areas have their own distinct wisdom. Yet very often when we get into a problem-solving mode, we rely on our brain, the logical side of our brain, even more often than the creative side. And I'm really wanting to see more and more of our education systems bringing in this creative problem solving, where you get a chance to use art and music and dance as a way to open up our children's minds and for them to use that side of their brain to come up with new ways of seeing solutions. We need that. I mean, look at our world right now. It is in dire need of some new ways of doing things. And our logical brain tends to hold us back because it tends to only know what it knows. It doesn't see beyond that. It also has systems, and things have to all be related. So we tend not to think, as we call it, outside of the box, right? It also has been charged for many years. Our logic has been charged with keeping us safe. So because of that, if something's too risky, we feel that we're not going to choose that option because there's a risk involved. What happens if we lose our job? What happens if people laugh at us? What happens if my relationship shifts because of the changes that I'm embracing within me? So if we were to take our getting present and getting grounded time now and use this time to discover what our body wants to tell us or our heart wants to tell us, to get out of our brains, let's just play with that. Let's just talk our way through how we could do that. And if you want, you can write out a question and then set it aside. And then let's take some breaths and get fully present here in this moment. If you can, if you're not driving or running or something, close your eyes. Feel your feet get very, very heavy and feel like they're melting into the floor, growing beautiful roots that are heading down to reach the core of Mother Earth and tap into that power source that's just beautifully available to us if we choose to plug in. And then breathing deeply in through the nose and allowing that breath to fill our belly and letting it out with a sigh through our mouth. Let's do two more of those. In through the nose, into our belly, and out with a whoosh. This last one I'm going to do a sigh. So don't be alarmed, but it might be, I'll move away from the phone. In through the nose. And I'm breathing all the way into my back and letting go with a sigh. Feeling that reverberation down the back of my throat, signaling my system that I am here and safe and all is well. At the same time, I'm going to activate the energy in my power center, my center of gravity, my center of creativity, that area between our hips, our womb space, home, Vedantien, about 3 inches below your belly button, and in the center and towards the back, like where your, the base of your spine, just a little bit above the base of your spine. And if you can, you can picture the pelvic bowl in that area. I love to envision that bowl as if it's holding a lotus flower or a crystal. And what I do is I envision as I'm breathing in and out that that crystal starts to get brighter and brighter and brighter, pulsing with the life force that is mine, pulsing with that beautiful light, that unique essence that is mine. And then to encourage some more body and embodiment activity, let's set our shoulders down and back, lengthening our necks, broadening that space between our rib cage so that our heart chakra can be full and wide and open. And don't forget that your heart chakra is not just what is beaming out from the center of your chest towards the front, but it also shines out the back between your shoulder blades. And settling each breath, making your shoulders go down, 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 farther and farther away from our ears. We spend so much time with our necks all scrunched and our shoulders all pulled up tight. And then as the base of our neck starts to loosen and the tension gets to fall away there, that allows that beautiful area of the throat chakra that carries our ability to express ourselves in the world. It allows that to open up and be wide. And you can take your hand and just rub the back of your skull, the very base of the skull at the top of your neck and at the bottom part of your head there where that meets. There's that occipital ridge there. Just rubbing gently and opening up in that part of our wisdom, our expressive wisdom, our value to the world is expressed from here. And if that's blocked, it's kind of hard for us to share that value with anyone else and for us to know it as well, even more importantly, for us to know it. And then let's just plug in to our light, whatever that sun, moon, star, brilliant light that comes down to us from above. And we want it to be golden in nature, something beautiful and divine about that golden brilliance. And as it finds its way into the crown of our head, literally, some people actually envision putting a golden crown on their head, we'll just let that run, just like we're plugged in to charge our system. And we'll imagine that it opens up our third eye so our inspiration can be totally opened up and available. We can see more than what our physical eyes see. We'll let our ears be wider and more open to hear beyond the words, in between the words, even to listen to what else is going on in our system that wants our body or our mind or our heart or our spirit is talking to us about. And we'll just let that gold run all the way down through the neck, ruffling, where the ruffled edges and nerves are, just allow that golden healing energy to be like a salve, and just to calm it like a beautiful golden healing oil. And it continues to spiral down through the rest of our system. So now we're plugged in to the beautiful electromagnetic core of our planet, and we're plugged in to our highest divine source. And from here, ask that question again that you wrote out earlier. What is it that you want me to know at this moment? What is my next step? Or who is the next person for me to connect with to open up new ways of serving in my business? Whatever that question is for you. And just breathe in the space between the question and your answer. Breathing in, seeing the light in your heart with that beautiful golden cord attached all the way down into your womb space or your power center, and letting that light down there just shine all the way up through your system. That beautiful loop between our heart and our second chakra, our power center down there, is very valuable to just make sure it's always running and always on. And then as we finish our time together, I would love it if you would take a minute and be still, either journal or dance, just moving your body slowly to your own rhythm. You don't have to have music. Rely on what comes from your body. What does your body want to do to open up, to give you some answers? And dancing or singing, opening your voice in a way to allow your wisdom to come through your throat. So movement, dance, journaling, preferably not on the computer or your phone, but with a piece of paper and pen. Or pick up some crayons and just draw for fun. See what shows up, what wants to come out of your other side of your brain in answer to that relatively well thought out question. Can we ask the other side of you or another part of your body or in your wisdom to answer? This is a beautiful exercise. I remember the first time I played with the journaling between my heart and my mind, and I asked my heart questions, and my heart, as I was journaling, I was surprised that my heart answered. I had no idea. Who knows if it was all my imagination. I don't really care, because what happened during that exercise was some new awarenesses that I was not paying attention to. And we wonder how often we are not paying attention to our bodies, and they could be telling us that something needs to be adjusted or balanced, or maybe less caffeine, or more water, or more sleep, please, more laughter, more avocados. I can't seem to get enough of those right now. So there's so many beautiful ways to use all of our wisdom, and I would really love to hear what opens up for you after practicing in this way. And what part of this process was easy for you, and maybe was there a part that was not so easy? You know, I'm happy to have a phone call with you to help guide you through something if it was not, it didn't make sense or you got stuck. And there's so much brewing and changing and shifting and even there's something about this spring that feels really different. And you can see it. It's all bubbling to the surface in our media, in the politics that we're seeing, in the world news. Lots and lots of shifting and changing. And it'll be interesting to see what April brings for us all. I've got some new things up my sleeve, too, around leadership presence, leadership essence, and taking these seven directions and using them in the leadership development training that I want to do. There's some really fun new ways I can help measure what we're not seeing and what's running us, and some other little tricks too. And then I'll be able to offer some VIP days and hopefully work with some of you on a one-on-one basis. That'd be awesome. So I look forward to speaking with you next week. And until then, have a beautiful and blessed rest of your March and beginning of April. Take good care. Bye-bye.